One's a former NFL star turned esports coach.
But I was getting the stink eye from my wife. She's like, what you doing? I'm like, nothing.
And one's a dad who can't stop playing Rocket League.
These kids these days, they're like, blah, 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 blah. We're used to jump and run.
Together, they welcome you to Amon Green's Gamers Lounge.
Hey, what's up? Welcome into the Amon Green's Gamers Lounge, where we talk about everything video games. That's John waving with his, Animal Crossing background.
Yeah, we're talking about this today.
I got the logo here of the show to my right, and I've got our guest here, Eric, goes by the name of Legendary Predator. Ooh, and I'm still working on the music there. I had to turn it off. So I'm still getting that going, guys. But welcome into the podcast. Like I said, we talk about everything, video games, esports, what's on stream, what's on TV, what new game releases are out. And then we have fun with a great conversation called This or That. We find out things about one another that we may not want to know. Maybe it's TMI, but if not, we get to know each other all in the same. So picking up from last week, man. Actually, I know I didn't write a whole lot in the running show. At first, I was like, I just wrote down what esports is coming to an end for this season, fall season. We did okay. It was more of a growth period, which in coach speak, we didn't win a lot, to put it nicely. We didn't win a lot, but we gotten better. Now, players and I are understanding. I say more of my players than anything because they're going through it more than I am. They're playing the games. They're learning how to, you know, deal with loss and deal with coming out of a loss to get better. And something like that like I say promoted the, not want to say promoted the losing, but the league I'm in, I'm not going to mention the name. They're okay league. They're first time doing all this. They merged with another league. But what happened was when I signed all my teams up, they didn't clarify that they had a varsity and a JV league. So I only signed most of my teams up in the varsity league, which obviously is the really, really good teams. And so it wasn't until a week before a game, or like 2 days before the season started, where it says, oh, we have a JV league for all these games too. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me that in the beginning? You know, it's like, wait a minute. So one of my games, League of Legends team, they were able to play in the JV league and were able to do pretty well. They won about 3 or 4 games, I think. My other team still won, even though they were in tougher leagues, they still won anywhere from 3 to 4 games still. And, but you know, you want to be around 500 or above 500 to get into the playoffs. So we have one more game tonight. We got 2 games tonight. We have Overwatch. That's going to be hopefully around, I'll say it's because it was a schedule change, either 6 or 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we have Call of Duty that also plays tonight at 6 o'clock. So that's where that with esports. But for the weekend, whoo, John, Eric, I binged out. It was Halloween weekend and it was on a Saturday. And Halloween was on a Sunday. Yeah. So starting Saturday for me, as I'll put it, I went hard in the paint. The wife and friends that we have here in Green Bay, we just decided like for Thursday night, I went out with a good friend. We went to this little arcade bar to play, like they had all the 80 video games. They had Burger Time, they had Pac-Man, they had Street Fighter II. They had the Simpsons game. They had Dance Dance Revolution. They had all those old, you know, from the 80s and the 90s, early 2000 video arcade cabinet games. And then actually on the big screen, a game that I know Eric is very aware of, but probably, I don't know if he plays it, but he doesn't. He's a pro at Dragon Ball Z, but it was a Super Smash on the big, like they had a big projector. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. Everybody, you could just pick a controller and go. I didn't get a chance to play because we were playing all the oldies, but goodies. Got my butt kicked in Street Fighter. My buddy kicked my butt in Street Fighter Part 2. I'm not always, never have been. And hasn't, and still is not really good at Street Fighter 2, especially the arcade edition. The buttons seem, I don't get the buttons. They don't work with my fingers. I don't know what it is, but I get thrashed at Street Fighter. I try to find a character and it just doesn't work. That was in a nutshell, that was my weekend, you know, getting ready for the show and everything, watching some crazy stuff in football world, you know, from the Packers game last Thursday all the way through the weekend. It was a lot of good football. Outside of that, just chilled out. Man, what about yourself, John? What you got cooking?
Well, I think I filled you in when I went to your old stomping grounds in Lincoln when I was covering Wisconsin volleyball. And then we went to Purdue this past weekend. And so for Halloween, our Halloween edition, I was John Wick, right? And yep. That's what I went out with as friends. And then for volleyball, my wife came up with the idea where I dress up like a volleyball player. So,
women's or men's?
Women's. But I didn't. Okay, well, just hold on. we had a jersey.
You know where I'm going with that one.
I know exactly where you're going. We had a jersey, so I wore that. I wore a headband. I have the long hair going. And then I wore spandex, not shorts, but spandex like 3/4, like leggings. We had some extra large leggings in the house that no one's wearing. So I put those on, and they fit all right. And then I had some knee pads on there, and I was out, you know, as a Wisconsin volleyball player. So that was my other Halloween costume. Other than that, Amon, soberish October for me is now done.
You said soberish.
Yeah, not sober October. So, well, because it was my birthday in October, I'm like, come on, I'm going to have something on my birthday. Like, get out of town. So soberish October is over. And you know what I'll say? I kind of like soberish October. I think I slept better.
There you go.
I think I ate, obviously, the more food instead of consuming calories from liquor.
Or trying to soak up the liquor from eating pizza every night.
Yep. Yeah. So honestly, I think I felt better over the last 30 days than I did. So now that's all gone. So because now it's November.
Gotcha. So yeah, something I left out. I was actually from Gears of War. I was the Is it Coltrane, the character? I was that character. So he was in the game. If you play the game, it has this, you know, storyline, the campaign. He's a football player that got thrust into being a soldier because of a locust coming out of the ground and in, you know, taking over the planet and all that stuff. So I was Coltrane. So I had shoulder pads. I'm going to somehow get that in the stream probably next week because I have pictures of it. My wife took pictures. And my wife was a voodoo queen or voodoo doctor. And so she looked crazy. She looked evil. She had a little makeup and everything. Looked good. So, yeah. So I forgot to leave that. I almost left that out. So to the Twitch chat, what's that say? Drexy said, yo. And then one of the greenies there, Eeyore says, crap. I'm in the drive-thru at the bank right now. So, and he said, pizza is a food group. Really, Eeyore? You're going to go there? And then Big B's in, John. He said, John, Aaron Rodgers stole your costume, which he did.
Yes. He did. I saw that.
He borrowed it. He was John Wick. So as we get into about to talk on our guest, I like to throw a little graphic in here. The graphics is powered by Artie. To my people with Artie, Shelley, Avron, and there's a few other folks that helped me get the hand of this. So that's what you see to my right is the graphics that we're using. So here on the stream now. So I appreciate those, that team with Artie. They've helped me out a lot. We meet like once a week, basically Tuesdays, to kind of, you know, ask me questions if I need help with it or if I'm struggling with anything. And they've been really helpful. So graphics, like I said, graphics powered by Artie. So thank you out there, Artie team. So now we get into our guest, man. He is Eric, how old are you?
21
year old. I knew he was in the early 20s. I knew that. I could tell that. So, because I'm a dad, I got a 19 year old, 22 year old. So I know, I just know the look. I don't know what it is, but I just have that daddy radar of, okay, under 20, I believe, not really know if it's, you know, 25 to 20, somewhere in there, but he's 21 year old. He is a pro Dragon Ball Z Fighters gamer. So welcome to the stream, Eric, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was actually kind of looking forward to this because, like I told you, I haven't really done much of this before, so I was really interested in doing it. And plus, when I saw like your background, like, you know, before you used to play in NFL and everything, it also wanted me to, like, you know, wonder why after the, you know, that you're like, let me get into esports and everything, you know, like what interested you and everything.
Oh, okay. So I love to answer that question. What got me going is just one, just like probably yourself, and I know John too, you know, over the years, just loving playing video games since I was a kid. And it got me, you know, going in terms of being active in another way, because I was physically active as a kid, playing traditional sports, football, baseball, basketball, running the neighborhood, getting in trouble, riding my bike, things of that nature. But to mellow out, as y'all say today, to vibe out, I would play Mario Brothers. I would play Zaxxon, Donkey Kong, Legend of Zelda, Tecmo Bowl, and that's just getting started. But then it went on to Madden and trying to think, Altered Beast on Sega Genesis, things of that. So that's how it started. And then it just grew from there as every system came out year over year. What you got, John?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think, you know, with you being 21, like for a guy like Amon and I, we're about the same age. And the opportunity for esports was never really around when video games started, right? Like when our prime video game years growing up and then getting into it a little bit older, Amon a little bit more than I did, like this was never an option. None of this stuff was an option. You just bought a game, you played it, and you were either good or bad compared to your friends. And yeah. So, yeah, I think it's really cool that like there's this older school generation that is just like, hey, you know, like we're just as into this kind of stuff too. And maybe not to your level, but
right.
Because as you get older, you get different things going on in your life. But I don't know. I just think that's kind of a thing where like we didn't have that opportunity.
Right. We think we're good at games. You know, I'm good enough to coach players. I'm good enough to coach my team players. Like in terms of I'm proud of the fact that I could really now help with coaching League of Legends. Mm-hmm. And I've always been able to do Call of Duty and Overwatch because I play those shooters. I'm really, you know, a lot used to. And then I only have one Smash player, but no Dragon Ball Z players yet. That's what I say, yet. Because I love the game. The fighting is fun. I watched a little bit of the series when I retired in 2009. So I had time on my hands. You know, I took a year off. So I kind of watched some of the movies and really paid attention and watched the TV shows week over week. Obviously, it was on stream too. And that's when I played Xenoverse 1 and then Xeno's Dragon Ball 2 was as well. So with that great question, I'm going to follow up. Well, now I'm going to ask you, so what was your gaming origin? So what was the game? Who was it? And how old were you when you first got into gaming?
So at first, I would usually watch like my uncle or something play, or I watch my stepdad play. So one day, my stepdad actually let me play the game. So he was playing MW2 at the time. And so I ended up playing MW2 with him, and then we would play split screen, you know, and then we would end up playing. I wasn't that good the first day, but and then after like a week, I would still end up, you know, beating him in the game. And he'd be like, yo, blah, blah, blah.
Right. You know,
like, I've been playing this and then this and that. So that's kind of how I started. And then I would usually always play like Call of Duty and stuff. And then the Dragon Ball game came out. So I was like, oh, let me try Dragon Ball, because I love watching Dragon Ball as a kid. So that and Xenoverse are the games I played. And then mostly the only games I play are usually shooters. But.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, nice. So I'm sorry, I got to follow up on that. So number one, how old were you again when this happened? And then how did you get so good so quickly?
I think I was like 12. I think I was really young, because MW2 was a while ago. So I don't know. So, like, I think I've always been like decently all right at games. So when I do something, I'll just test stuff and see how it would work out. And then I would do it. And then once, like, so I think I always strive to be like, you know how, like you said, back then, it wasn't like no big gaming thing. Like, it was kind of like, were you better than your friends or not? So I always wanted to be better than my friends, like whether we play like Melee, whether we play Call of Duty, like that always made me like, I have to be better than these guys. So that always like drives me to get a little bit better.
Yeah, that's the part that that for myself, that was kind of part of it, playing traditional sports, because I was more heavy in my life than video games. But like John mentioned, so that was the main drive. You know, I was more, once I got to the point where I was like, okay, I want to be better. But then I was like, wait a minute, some of those games that I'm playing, you know, like football and baseball, those are team sports. So I was like, all right, let me bring my teammates with me. Let me help them figure out if they don't know nothing about the game. So I try to, you know, be a coach then. Didn't realize I was doing it then, but or supporting my teammates in the same time when, you know, they make a good play, I'm cheering them on just as much, you know, as they cheering me on. So I said, what's been the hardest part about getting where you've gotten right now in gaming and playing Dragon Ball Z?
So I think the hardest part is, so I think I always, like I said, I think I've always been somewhat decently at games, but I think the hardest part is when you keep like getting better and getting better, that I feel like sometimes you may like overthink something. You're like, oh, because usually when you get to a point, like, you know how like in a sport, like your favorites, right? Mm-hmm. So like the being a favorite sometimes adds a little extra pressure. It's like, oh, you can't lose, you can't do this. But I think right. after a certain time, you end up getting better at controlling the pressure, and then it's not like that anymore. But like in the beginning, when that was happening, like that was a little, it was a little bit a good amount for me. Cause I was like, right. it's like when you don't usually get the, like when people are like, oh, who is this? Or blah, blah, blah. You know, like you kind of just play a game because they're like, you know, you got something to prove. And then that always, that's also a motivator. But sometimes it's a little different when it's the opposite way around, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah. So did you have any situations that came up that in that instance?
Yeah, in the beginning of tournaments, like around the time I first started being really good in my region, I started going to tournaments and then like outside tournaments, outside of New York and stuff. And there mm-hmm. was some pressure where like, oh, now I'm going against the quote unquote top players in the world. So now that like, they're like, oh, okay, now he's going to really show what he's about and this and that. Right. And those pressures can get to me because sometimes like, in games, if you're not playing your game or if you're not confident in your decisions, like it shows, like you have to be confident in everything you do. Correct. And those were like, those times were a little bit hard to get past, but I ended up like after getting more experience with it, I ended up like being a lot better at it.
Nice. And that's the process.
Yeah. Was that always a goal for you to become one of the best players in the world? Because you know, when I hear you talk about you get there and you are one of the best or you're playing the best. Were you thinking, you know, months, years, whenever, however long this process has been, were you thinking like, well, that's where I want to be someday?
Yeah, I think it's also like, no matter the game, what game I'm playing, whether it's like a Mario Kart or whether it's like, you know, a fighting game or a shooter, like I always strive to try and be the best at something because I feel like, I don't know. I'm too competitive sometimes for my own good, where like I have to like learn the game in and out and try and be better than everyone.
Gotcha. So to the Twitch chat, ER clarifies, he said, I did go there. It was milk, fruit, bread, meat, or veggies. Talking about his pizza comment is a food group. And he said, yeah, just good enough. So Eric, mm-hmm. with your, so now, with that competitive drive that you have, how are the games with your dad now or friends? What are games like now?
So now I'm kind of just a lot better than them now. And now it's to a point where I'm just a lot better than them, but it is still really fun to play with them. Like, of course, because of my friend and everything, but I am better than them now. So most of the time it's like, it's a little bit different because now I strive to be better than everyone in the games, like the other professionals in the game. But yeah, in the game now with my friends, like I am a good amount better than them now.
Okay. And so with that one, I'm gonna follow up with, so who is in the professional ranks of players that you play against? Who is your rival that you come across a few times?
My rival. So I think it might be, so there's a player in New York called Nitro. So Nitro is probably my rival because I actually talk to him the most, but I also play mm-hmm. him the most. So it gets to the point where like I know the in and outs of his game, and he knows the in and outs of my game. So it's a little bit different. Like you're kind of playing play to player, like, oh, I know you're gonna do this, and then I know you're gonna do this. But I think we're probably around the same skill level, so it makes the game really, really good and could go either way. And right. Yeah, I would say he's my rival.
Got it. So Twitch chat, if you can see the screen here, you can follow Eric over on Twitter at Legendary, and Legendary is LegendarY2Ys, Pred, Pred. You go to Twitter right now and give him a follow. He's on Twitch as well, same name, and on YouTube as well, same name. Check him up. He has videos up of some of his matches, recent matches, and other content that he puts out as well. What you got, John?
You know, you're talking about competitive and, you know, being very competitive person. How much do you spend on like the mental side of competition? Like trying?
I think having a good mental is always the best and the hardest part to do. So like I said, if you're not confident in your decisions, you kind of just lose, because that one millisecond, that 1 second is a big drawback in games. But so usually when it's like times after playing tournament, I kind of like, I'm usually hanging out with like my friends the other day that are playing, like, but I usually try and go, I tell them, yo, I need a couple minutes by myself. I'm gonna go over there and I listen to music, cause I try and get in the best like mentality that I could be. Like, not, I don't hear nothing. Like, I don't think about nothing. I don't overthink anything. And I'm just like, I'm just gonna play. And if I play, I should do good. And that's kind of what I usually try and think when I play, and try to get like good mentally.
Is there something you play? Is there a game you play when you just want to relax? Like, maybe you're not in competition, maybe you're burnt out a little bit. Is there a go-to game that you get away from?
Yeah, Apex. I play Apex Legends a lot. Like,
quick answer too. I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So whenever I'm done with Dragon Ball, whenever I'm done with my practice, because I also do think like practicing too much is always not the best thing either. Like, you could get burnt out, you could get this and that. So I do think there's a limit on how much you could practice. I do think you have to practice a good amount, but like I said, there's a limit. So usually after I get my practice in, I usually always go on Apex just to like cool off and have fun.
Yeah.
You know, get kind of recalibrate yourself. Something else in terms of training, do you go into the gym? Do you do physical training, or do you like do body weight workouts or anything like that?
So before I used to start working out, but they started doing renovations in my garage where I usually had all the equipment and everything. So recently I have not, but it's funny because recently I was like, I need to go back. Cause I feel like that also does help you with your mentality a lot. Like, it makes you feel good. So like, you just play better too, you know?
Yeah.
Look good, feel good, work out good, play good. Got to spread that along. Because that's something I have my players do. So at the start of the season, the last 2 years, I've been in coaching for 2 years at Lakeland University Esports. And we go into a training, you know, we have our training camp where all the teams and all the players of every team comes in. And then along with that training camp, not only are we obviously practicing, I think total of 6 hours, two sessions or 3 hour sessions. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of that, we go into the weight room just for about an hour and a half, not real long. I just get them enough to where they sweat and where they can understand how, you know, when your body's in good condition, your mind and your mental is in good condition, because then you could think a little faster, you could think a little cleaner. And then obviously that confidence level, like you said, confidence, I believe, is number one thing in esports, because it's a lot more mental gaming than playing football, you know, playing the physical traditional sports, because that is the first thing. If you don't have your mental, I say lined up, aligned, right? It doesn't have to be perfect, but at least aligned in the sense of knowing the pregame strategy of how you're going to play when you're playing in a team game, and especially for fighting games. So let's go on, just dig into that a little bit. With playing a fighting game, what are some of the things, your key fundamentals that you focus on when getting ready for a match?
So most of the time I do like what you guys do, like in the NFL, like I do try and like watch some tapes of the people I may come across, because I do think humans are like tendencies of habit. Like, they, everyone has a habit no matter what. Like, even if you try and like, even if you don't notice it, if you watch enough of your games, you will notice everyone has a habit. So I try and usually watch people and get a gist of how they play. And then one or two things could help me in the game. Like, those one or two things might give me a hit. But yeah, it's either that and like I said earlier, sometimes I just like to be left alone and listen to music. If I can get just in the right headspace, get everything going, feeling pumped, you know. So that actually, feel like that helps me like with my confidence a lot. Like, just watching tape. So that's actually helping me know the play instead of going in blind and listening to music. Right.
Got you. So what would be, like I said, like I mentioned, fundamentally a part of fight, being in the fighting game community, what is a fundamental thing that you, share one or two things that you know you must do playing, you know, Dragon Ball Z, Smash, Tekken, Street Fighter? What's some of the fundamental things about fighting games?
I think the one of the fundamental things of fighting game is always movement. I think in everything, you always have good movement because it actually gets you out of you in a lot of scenarios. Whether you're playing Smash, Fighters, or something, like getting out of something is so good in this game. But sometimes there's things where like people let people get away with too much stuff. Like, and I feel
What do you mean by that?
Feel like when you let people get away with stuff, it's like, sometimes either people are too passive or they're too aggressive. Like, I think you need to have like the right, you know, a good balance of that. Cause if you don't have a good balance, I think that stops you from always being a great player, because finding a balance is also helps you punish people and then like let you know when you have to be on the attack.
Right. Or the defensive as well. So paying attention. Sounds like paying attention to your opponent.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at the screen during a match, are you more focused on yourself, your character, or are you focusing on your opponent's character?
Always on my opponent's character. So I feel like that's why I said movement earlier, because I feel like when you got like I said earlier too, humans are tendency to habit. So like your movement is somewhat, you know, is based on what your opponents call out or what your opponents do. So that will make your, like how you will react will always be your movement. But so I always try to look at my opponent's character so I can see what they're doing, because I know what my hands are doing, but I need to know what they are doing at all times. So I can try and avoid it or take advantage of it.
Understood. So let us know, tell us a little bit what you're up to. Because I know you said we're talking before we went live. You said you got a couple tournaments coming up here in the next couple months. So let us know, let the viewers and the listeners know about these tournaments for yourself.
Okay, so I actually have a couple tournaments going in, mainly the Bandai tournament. So the Bandai tournament is an invited tournament where some of the best US players got invited and they all play against each other. And then, you know, top four that win going on to event next year. So when the event happens next year, the four players that come out will play qualified to event next year.
Got it.
I've been practicing for that, but I also been practicing for other tournaments, like the tournaments before I had that event. So those are also good warm-ups for me and good, like actually getting in the game and getting good mentally and everything.
Got you. So the the big one that you first mentioned about the qualifying for. So how many months until that date where you got to go over to Europe or where you got to play?
I have to go to France. I go December 7th. I go
Seventh.
Yeah, that's it's a month away, December 7th, and I go for about a week, but halfway into the week is when I do the qualification.
Nice. That's one thing I love about esports. You can definitely. Have you been there before? Have you been to France before?
Yes, I've been to France one time before.
What? Man, you got me beat.
Dang it. Dang.
Hey, I want to go. How was France? That's all I want to know.
It was really good. It reminded me a little bit of New York, like the structures of like the housing and everything. Like there's just buildings everywhere. People just walking around. It kind of reminded me a little bit of New York, but like that's kind of, it was really cool though. Like I just like their buildings are so different from ours, but like
it's the architecture.
Really, yeah.
Gotcha there. Man. So I think I gave out all your handles there. So Twitch, right? Twitch.
Everything's under Legendary Pred. Yeah.
Yeah, you make your continuity, John.
Yes.
You see how he did that? He's smart. He's the millennial kid thinking in the right state of mind. He's on Twitch and YouTube and Twitter. You're not on Instagram yet, are you?
No, I'm not on Instagram.
Okay. And I know you're not on TikTok. I looked for you there. Didn't see
I'm not on TikTok. I was actually planning on making one because I feel like social media is so big on TikTok. So I feel like it's really good. So it's really good. Even if I throw up like 30-second clips of me doing something in game, I think I might end up doing that. Like,
talk to Carlos. He can help you with that. That's what Carlos could do. He could have somebody do that for you so you can focus on gaming.
Okay. Yeah, I might have to do that.
He said, I don't know. Yes, Tell them I asked. You got my permission to ask.
Okay, I will ask them.
we've known each other for a long time, man. Anything else you want to share with us? I mean, you already talked about what you're doing here in the next, few months here. What about between now and next year? So I know something I didn't ask you in the beginning. Because we talked about it in the Discord. What is your ranking like right now, nationally and then internationally?
I think nationally, I think most of the USA players, like, we haven't come up with a definitive list. But I do think on the consensus, I do think most of our players think I am top five, like NA. Whether you want to put first, last, third, it's all up to like perspective. But
correct,
consensually, we all agree that we have five players NA that are top five, and we don't rank them, but they're all top five.
Gotcha. And you probably know all each other. You probably, everybody has each other.
Yeah, they're actually all my like
gamer tags.
Gaming friends now. Yeah.
You got to do that though. I think especially being the NA team or NA players, you got to have that continuity. It's no different than what I'm doing at Lakeland University, because I have Smash as the one lone fighting game right now, and two of the players from the same high school. They actually practice and scrim against each other every day. And sometimes, since there is only them two, they go back to their high school to scrim against some of their high school teammates that are still, juniors and seniors in high school. So I think you gotta have that, because when you play and practice against the best, that helps you get better.
It pushes you to get better.
Exactly. Really
good. Yeah.
Exactly. It pushes you. That was something I did in practice in football from high school all the way up through the pros, that when I did a one-on-one drill, I was a running back. I had to go against linebackers. I go out and pick, my friend or my teammate that was the best linebacker and say, hey, let's go one-on-one together. Because I knew that come Friday night for high school, Saturday for football, and then Sundays for NFL, that if I didn't get better during the week by playing against the best in practice, that I was going to struggle, and I wasn't going to be able to help my team out. So that's how I always stay motivated to get better no matter what. Even if people told me, oh, Amon, you're number one runner back in the league or top five. And I'm like, nah. I said, that's good. Thank you. I still got to get better, though.
I think that you always have to improve. You can't get comfortable ever. Because when you get comfortable, everyone, there's someone you may not know, and they're just getting better every day. And that someone that you don't know, and then come up and then pass you, and then you'll be like, ah, wait, that, what happened?
Yeah, or one of them ultra punches. Bye!
Yeah,
like they're doing Dragon Ball Z, or they shoot the fireball. You don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I do not want that to happen to me.
Yeah. All right, Eric, man, great questions. Hey, so you want to stick around? I know we asked this already, but you're gonna stick around for a little bit of this or that.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in what this is. So
this is fun. That's what this is. This is fun. All right, so we're heading into that, John.
This or that.
Okay, time for this or that. Now, this is straight from the mind of Amon Green. So would you rather have lunch with a friend or lunch by yourself?
Okay.
Kind of stumped.
Lunch with friends. So would I say this or that for the first question?
No, you just say your answer, just like you did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lunch with friends. Lunch with friends.
Okay.
Gotcha. John, you could go.
Okay, I'm going to go lunch by myself, dinner with friends. And here's why. Because usually during lunchtime, it's a weekday, unless it's the weekend, that's a little different. And we all got stuff to do, and people have jobs, and people are trying to get things done. And so, if I can just get in and get out, get my food, and get on and do the next thing that's on my to-do list, I'm going to go lunch by myself.
Nice answer, John. And you know what? I'm piggybacking. Lunch by myself, dinner with friends, because dinner with friends is always seem as festive. And you're just that 21, Eric. So you just hope you're not drinking a whole lot. Don't be, because just because you're 21 don't mean you can drink a ton. Be smart about it.
Okay.
So I like that, how John threw that in there, dinner with friends, but definitely lunch by myself, because sometimes, kind of like you said, Eric, with gaming, when you're at work, I'm coaching, and so I'm recruiting kids, I'm answering all these emails, and then when I get to lunch, I kind of want to just be quiet, all that noise from the emails or the meetings. I had three meetings in the morning. I want to get that out of my, I don't, we flush it out of my system to get ready for the rest of the day. because the practices are coming, you know, in the evening for me coaching esports. So I'm gonna say lunch by myself. And to the Twitch chat, we had Big B says lunch by myself. So that is a consensus running around. And Atomic Sino, thank you for the tier two sub for 2 months here. He says it is during, if it's there, he said it is during a pandemic. So if during a pandemic by itself, and then Big Boom Howard says by lunch by myself. And then Big B adds, Amon, there's kids that aren't 21 who drink like they've been drinking for 10 years. That's true. Some of my high school friends were like that. I was like, bro, you calm that down. Man, calm that down. All right, next question.
Calm it down. All right, so that, tourist spots or hidden getaways? You know, tourist spots can sometimes be obviously like a tourist trap, but a tourist spot is there usually, Amon, I'm going to go first, I guess, usually there because a lot, it's very popular, right? A lot of people enjoy this part. So if a lot of people enjoy it, I'm going to think there's probably something to it. I'm going to go very unpopular. I think it'll be an unpopular answer. I'm going to go with tourist spots.
And you see that one? I like that. I picked that one. You see that? The Sydney Opera House. Eric, have you been to Australia yet?
I have not been to Australia yet.
You probably will be.
Australia is a beautiful country. Yeah, Australia is a beautiful country. I have been there. Fortunately, I've been there twice. So I've been past the Sydney Opera House. Fantastic. And the bridge next to it that people actually climb over, like the railings on the top of it. No, I'm like, no, they could keep that smoke. I don't want to do that. I do play football. I'm not, I am crazy, but I know when to cut off the crazy and be like, all right, that's just out of my league. But I like the hidden getaways. I like the hidden spots, like places. I've been spots, like for me and my wife's honeymoon, we booked the trip to Fiji. And like, she did all the booking. I was like, you know, I wanted to go to either down to Australia or Fiji. She said, let's go to Fiji. And I'm like, okay, no, you know, that's, they're close and not far apart. It's South Pacific. And so when we got there, like I didn't, like I said, I didn't do none of the planning. And this was literally a hidden getaway where, because we basically didn't, I was unaware of this. We had our own island. I was like waiting for other guests to come in. And the people like helped us with our bags. And we like the next day we woke up, we said, oh, you know, where are the other guests? We don't really see nobody here. They're like, you're it. We're like, huh? This is it? I'm like, babe, I'm like, what you book? Then I looked, I did what I did when I saw the receipt. I said, okay, I get it now. I see why this is our own island. I was like, hey, you're lucky I'm still playing. We still playing here. We can afford this right now. Like, whoa. But no, it was beautiful. The water is kind of like that in the picture. It's like that bluish see-through water. So I definitely like the hidden getaways. The touristy ones are the hot spots because sometimes they get overcrowded, but I will try to check them off if I can, but definitely hidden getaways. And to the Twitch chat, we had two dogs and a guy. He says getaways all day. And then also for Atomic, you know, hidden getaways. There we go.
Yeah.
Twitch chat here.
I think I would have to go with hidden getaways too. Like, I just think this 100% getting away from everything is honestly just the best. Like, and sometimes, like you said, like, you don't know what would happen. So, like, stuff like that is actually really, really good to, you know, that, like, you know, makes events sometimes too.
Yeah, with all the social media, all the esports, all the stuff going on in our world, when you have that time to just to be quiet, you'd be like, wow. This is peaceful.
Yeah.
Experience that, you know? All right. Next question here.
Next, this or that. Amon, you got to help me with this. I don't know how to pronounce any of this. Takoyaki?
Takoyaki and dorayaki.
Okay. So octopus balls. Like, hold on. What are we talking
fritters.
About?
Fritters. What? Well, yeah. Well, I put fritters on the screen. I meant to change in a rundown.
So oh, it's not octopus balls.
Correct. Okay. It's not octopus ball. It's just the technical. The technicals cut off and they're fried into a ball.
Oh.
Clarification.
I know that sounds all right. Japanese red bean. I'm going to go. You know what? I already know what I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick red bean pancakes because I know I'm probably going to like the ingredients of that. I'll go red bean pancakes.
What you got, Eric?
I think I'm gonna have to go with teriyaki. I think that looks interesting in that I have never had something like that before, so I may go with that over.
And I'm with you, Eric. I've had squid before. I've had calamari a lot. So I'm going with the taiyaki right there. It looks good. And you look like they spread like a little seasoning and some green onions on top of it. And some look like some just more seasonings on top. It looks good. I know that's not the greatest picture, but it looks good. And then Atomic Sino and Big Howard. Big Howard says big red bean pancake. So he's with you, John. Big B says, ew. And Atomic Sino says, I've always wanted to try takoyaki. Yeah, I would say the takoyaki wins out, even though it's not a game. There we go. Takoyaki. All right, next question up.
All right, next, this or that. Okay. Well, I mean, we'll start. We'll start with our guest.
Easy question.
I would think so. Video game.
Yeah. So, of course, I'm going to go with Boy. No, I'm kidding. Here's that video game. Yeah, video game. I have to go with video game.
No explanation there, John.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go video games, but I'll tell you what, there are something to be said about playing a board game in like a weekend afternoon on a lazy weekend, you know, like maybe it's a Sunday, maybe it's raining, maybe it's cold outside, maybe it's over the holidays and you're with your family and you break out the old school way that people used to game, right? They used to game with physical objects, a board game. So there is something to be said about that, but I'll go with video games because there's way more options.
Got it. And I'm going to go video games too. Years ago when before my kids graduated college, because they're all out of college now, majority of them, when they were still in high school and grade school, we were a big board game family. But then, like I said, between me coaching and getting more into video games, my personal self, I just be like gaming all day and streaming a lot. So video games all day. And then some questions I missed from earlier. Atomic Sino says some touristy spots are worth checking out, but I like finding the hidden spots. And Big Boom Howard also says hidden getaway there. So video games wins that one all around. Oh, wait a minute. I missed out on some of the Twitch chat. I think it was two guys and a dog, or two dogs and a guy says can't top a LAN. So a LAN party, but a board game with a good group of friends is also hard to beat. And then Big B says, I do like Trivia Pursuit in terms of a board game. Nice, that is a good one. Morning to you, Mad Max. And then Big Boom, Big B all says video game. And Atomic Sino says video games as well. All right, guys. I love the participation here. A few more questions left. Next one. Everybody's doing this, or one, or both, in fantasy and losing money.
What do you think?
Probably know my answer.
Fantasy football or FanDuel? What are we thinking here?
I think I'm going with fantasy football. I always like the fantasy leagues and stuff. Yeah. They always interest me. And they also, like, going back to what I go to earlier, I can do stuff with my friends, get them all in, and then we just be competitive too and be like, because usually when I do something like this, whether it's fantasy football or March Madness, we always make a little side bet on who gets the most points, everything. So
yeah,
I have to go with the fantasy football.
So it's still some betting involved. There you go.
Yeah.
What about you, John?
You know, this is the first year since like the mid 90s I haven't played a fantasy football league.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long 1994, I think, was my first fantasy league. And yeah, we were in high school.
I was in high school then.
Yeah, yeah. We'd have to take the newspaper. Now, sit down, everybody. Let me tell you a story about what it was like before this internet. You had to take the newspaper, look at the guy's stats, do the math, be like, okay, he gets X amount of points for yards, X amount of points for this. Then write that down. And do that for everybody's player on every roster every Monday.
And 31 teams.
Then you'd get the results. So this first year since fantasy football. But I think, you know, playing, like we were saying, playing with friends is awesome. Like, it's just like a different way to, and you get to go do the draft together too. So
yeah, the draft is fun.
Yeah.
Draft is always fun. So I'm going to go fantasy football as well. I'm in four leagues right now and I'm doing okay. I'm above 500 in two, and in the other two, I'm below 500. So Yeah. I think I'm going to go maybe 2 leagues next year just so I could pay attention. Because sometimes the internet doesn't work and I can't set my roster. Oh. And I got guys on the bench that get like 40 points. Oh, my God. That's happened too many times. Fantasy football, because I don't like losing my money with FanDuel. That is a betting. Now betting is big now, which I thought betting was big already. I guess it's bigger. FanDuel and all these other Caesar Sportsbook is everywhere advertising on ESPN. They're trying to get your money. But keep your money in your pocket, please.
That is another fun way. I'm telling you what. Some of the most fun I had watching sporting events was in Las Vegas when I had money on the game. And it was a game of like some division, whatever team scores on this D1 team with like 2 minutes left. And it means nothing because the audience is gone. Like the game's been decided. But for me, I just want 100.
It's the points.
Yeah, the spread. That actually makes like games so much more exciting to me sometimes because like, it gives you a point, like you said, if someone's getting blown out, but they can't lose by 7 or more, so I was like, I need to make this field goal. I need to do this. Like,
yeah.
See, that's where you lose me. I'm like, I'm just pitting on who wins or loses. I don't even understand. I understand it now, but at least like 5 years ago, I did not understand the spread at all. So I'm like, no. Hey, Ma, you want to bet on this? I say, I'm betting win or lose.
It is kind of hard sometimes because like
I should not be trying to talk it either.
What is happening to you, Amon?
I'm about to die. That muffin went down my throat. Oh man, this is a learn. Don't try to eat and talk when you're doing a podcast.
Mine's just
eating. Oh my god, my eyes are red.
Hold on.
Okay, next topic.
You
push Big Boomer and Mad Max say fantasy football, and I'm about to die. You almost watching Mon Green die here from a muffin on the podcast here on stream. I'm okay. Now that was funny. Oh my god! And then we got Big Boom Howard said I finished second last year in an auto draft team. I've done that too.
Oh yeah.
All right. As I bring in a little comic relief here, I almost choking out myself on the stream. Here's the next question. Okay. Man, lesson learned.
All right, sneakerhead, this or that, or trendy person. So would you rather be a sneakerhead or like what's a trendy person to you, Amon? What do you
mean? So what I found looking this up, a trendy person is basically, as you see in the picture there, the trend is glasses. And you see everybody wearing the same pair of glasses.
The latest styles that everybody
the latest style. Like. And it's not just sometimes it's not just the latest style, it's one style. And everybody's going to the store to buy it. So I bucked the trend. So I'm definitely a sneakerhead for sure. Now that's my answer there. Sneakerhead. It got me all myself sweating over here. John, Eric,
I'm not a sneakerhead, but so I guess I'll pick trendy person, but I don't try to. I'm wearing a Viking sweatshirt. Sorry, Amon. It's not like a.
Don't apologize to me. I know Mad Max, he's a Packer fan, but watch out.
If I had to go with something, this is kind of hard, but I feel like I love collecting shoes too, so I might have to go with sneakerhead. Like, I don't know, what's your favorite pair of Jordans, John and Amon?
Favorite pair are the 11s.
Yes.
Yeah, 11s are 100% my favorite, and then all the other ones are nice, but I have to go with the 11.
Yeah, those are clean. Like when those came out, we were in high school, John, and college, kids were wearing them, Eric's wearing the patent letters to proms because they would go with a tux. Those were the best tennis shoes that would go with a tuxedo or a suit in general.
Yeah.
So it still happens today. Kids or grown men now, those kids, which is me, and there are now grown men in their 40s that are wearing the patent leathers because now so many different colors. There's the breads, there's the Concords, then they have blue ones as well, blue Concords. So they go with almost any suit in my closet. So they're good to go. My wife doesn't like it, but I do it anyway. So gotta look fly with the. So I'm gonna say sneakerhead. What about you, John?
I think the 11s, I'm not too familiar with I'm scrolling through all the Jordan releases right now.
I actually have a pair of 11s right next to me.
These let's see them.
See them. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't have those. What's the name of those? I forgot.
I knew it, but now I don't remember. And I actually
hold on. I got an app for that.
And I have a Legend Blues too right next to me, but I'm gonna leave them right there.
Okay, I found out which ones I like. These are the ones I always like, the Air Jordan 6s.
Ooh.
Do you guys know what that looks like?
Yeah, I do know.
Yeah, so those are the ones I always wanted as a just growing up.
Those are the Wind-like. So the ones that Eric just showed is the Wind-like 96. Came out, those released in December 9th of 2017 for $220.
I like 12 too. 12 are kind of 12 are really nice too.
You said the sixes, John?
Yeah, I said the sixes. Let me look up the 12s.
Oh, yeah. Those were night when he won his first championship. When Jordan and the Bulls won the first championship. So yeah, those are dope.
Yeah.
They have a lot of different colors of those. Crazy colors. Crazy. We have Triple Nickel Pickle Tickle. Great name. This in the Twitch chat.
Okay.
They put Crocs all day. So no Jordans, no Air Force Ones, no shell toes.
You got to be comfortable. Crocs.
Very comfortable. Hey, I ain't mad at you. I had a pair when I was with the Houston Texans for 2 years. And though they had, that was the only thing that the Texans did good was give us some Crocs.
That's it.
They gave us some really comfortable flip-flops. And then he says, Triple Nickel Pickle Tickle. I got to say that name. That is awesome. It says, Ocho put me on him. Oh, Chad Johnson. I believe it'd be, if he's speaking about Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco. And then Atomic Sino to you, Eric, said, that's a power move. You pulling out the J's like that. That was a power move. Got the J's right here. Bam!
I know why. Amon's collection would definitely be better than mine.
Hey, maybe I'll show them. That's what my mom was like. My wife was like, you got to show everybody your Jordans. I'm like, I don't know. I said, hey.
You should do it. People love seeing shoes.
Really? You think I should do that?
Yeah.
All right. Last one of the day. Right up your street, Eric. Legendary. What is your pick here?
I think I have to go with Goku. He's the protagonist. Everything goes through him. Vegeta's a good character though, but I feel like they really how do I say this without like saying it? I feel like they do him really bad sometimes.
Vegeta?
Yeah, like they give him moments and then they're like, all right, no, I'm gonna use you as a punching bag, and then and then Goku wrap it up. I'll be like, no.
I remember seeing that in some of the series cartoons that I've watched, and even the video game world too. I feel that they give Vegeta the bad storyline. He does get beat down by Goku a lot. What about you, John? Eric.
There you go, John.
I was gonna say I'll go with Goku because it sounds like Grogu, and I like the Mandalorian.
Oh, great answer. Great answer. And so Triple Nickel Pickle Tickle says, yes, that was from Chad Johnson. Chad Johnson got him on the Crocs. Big B says, I rock New Balance. The New Balances, you know what? I did when I was in high school. I rocked the New Balance well. They're very comfortable. And I wore a pair of track shoes, too, that were New Balance. And I had a big foot when I was little. I was like already in the 12 and a half. And I was basically growing into my feet. And my brother got me a size 13 New Balance track shoe. And them things fit perfect. And they felt so comfortable on my feet. And we had two dogs and a guy says Goku. And then Atomic Sino says Vegeta. And then, two guys and a dog also says Young Goku. Always had me laughing though. And then
Young Goku was reckless in many ways.
He was?
Yeah, he was very reckless.
Well, he's young. That's why.
Nah, but like he was extremely reckless. Like,
oh, like he would go hard in the paint.
the way he would identify men and girl is interesting.
I'm about to go back and watch this.
I don't know if you want me to elaborate anymore, but
no, that's all you need to say. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. All right. And then Atomic Zeno says he has some of the best lines in Dragon Ball Z abridged. And then Big B says it's over 1,000. It's over 9,000. What's that? Is that like his Super Saiyan?
That's Vegeta's like most like biggest line. So basically, it was him when Vegeta comes to planet Earth with Nappa, which was his Under Saiyan.
Mm-hmm.
So on the scouted, Goku's coming back from like he just got revived from the dead from like the Dragon Balls. So Goku's coming back, and Vegeta senses him on the scouted. And then he and he said his power level was over 9,000. And then, yeah. But the funniest thing about that, it's a translation thing. So right. It was supposed to say 8,000. But the people in America, or like the people that were dubbing it, they didn't feel like 8,000 like sounded right with how his mouth was moving. So they made it 9,000. So the biggest joke in Dragon Ball was actually like a dub error, which is really funny.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I always wonder that with dub movies. When I'm watching it, like Squid Games, for example, I was watching that. I'm like, what? I hope they're doing their best to line it up. But that's it. That's a good little fun Easter egg, basically.
Yeah.
They little messed up where he's supposed to be 8,000 or 9,000. Yeah. He didn't have that Tom Brady. He had the no-name starter, basically. going on. And then Two Guys and a Dog says young Guko was a savage, just like Eric said. He was very reckless.
Yeah.
Very, very reckless. So, Eric, you want to continue to hang out, or if you got to run, because we're about to talk about some interesting quick hits, news bites from around the video game industry. So you're welcome to bounce, or you're welcome to join in and partake if you want.
How long do you think that's going to be? Because I am starting to get a little bit hungry, but I'm actually having a lot of fun talking to you guys.
I think about 15, 20 minutes, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll save for that. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. What we got here? First on the line, we got the quick hitting news bites. And the program is all, I can't tell who's first. So let me see. Who pops up. Who pops up first? Is it my story? Oh, there we go. It's yours, John.
Yes.
What do you got?
Okay.
Tell us, everybody, what you got going on.
All right. So this is all over, but I found this on Yahoo Games, or Yahoo News, rather. Netflix. We talked about Netflix gaming and how people thought they should make a Squid Game video game. Well, Netflix brings its first video game, Stranger Things, and a couple of others to Android devices. So it's the first game is Stranger Things 1984, Stranger Things 3 The Game, Shooting Hoops, Card Blast, and Teeter Up, becoming available on the Google Play Store. iPhone and iPad users, it's coming in the sometime in the future here. And they're in a blog post, they said, whether you're craving a casual game, you can start from scratch, or an immersive experience that lets you dig deeper into your favorite stories, we want to begin to build a library of games that offers something for everyone. So Netflix is now taking their content, for example, of a Stranger Things, for example, in the future, if they decide to, of a Squid Game, and they are now monetizing it, not only like, hey, come get a subscription, watch the shows, but now, hey, go play the video game and enjoy your favorite series in a whole new way. And that's pretty cool, because if we get to a point where a lot of these big time, series have cool video games to go along with it, like, that's pretty neat. So that's what's going on with Netflix.
That's pretty dope right there. Hey, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, John. And so, Eric, to bring you up to speed, we've been, Netflix has been obviously putting out a lot of content, a lot of TV and movies. And now, probably about a month ago, it came out that they were getting into the gaming world. They actually bought a gaming studio to start going down this world path to have on-demand gaming for the fans, because they know it's something that is obviously a big industry, and they're dipping their toe into it now. So, yeah, it's very, very cool to hear that Netflix is getting into this place. What do you think about that, Eric?
I think that's actually really cool, because it's also, like you said, like Netflix is probably the biggest like streaming stuff where you can watch those and everything. So it will introduce a lot of people to like new games. And like you said, it actually might inflate people to actually watch the shows earlier. Unjan was saying, like, if they like the game, yeah, probably want to watch the show. And it helps them, too.
And vice versa. I don't know if you watched the series. Series was great, by the way. It's a great game. Got to watch it.
Well, Squid Game is amazing. Actually, the dub and the subtitles were so weird. Like, I don't know if you had it where, like,
I was paying attention to it. I was like, are they trying to get this right?
Tell, but the same. I ended up looking at something. So the reason why the subtitles is like that is because I didn't know, but for subtitles, you're only having to have a limited amount of text on the screen. So if there's like,
so they're like got to shorten the words sometimes.
Yeah, so if they have to like shorten the words, leave out two or three words, and then that's why it sounds so different.
Oh, okay, got it. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the Twitch chat here. So Triple Nickel Pickle Tickle says, "I want a Tiger King video game."
Oh yeah, yeah.
You remember that series, yeah. Eric? Did you see that? Or I know John. We talked about it.
No, I've never seen it.
Yeah. Oh, it's on Netflix. If you have, you have Netflix. If you have it, check it out. It's interesting. I'll say that. It is very, very interesting. And then AR says, LOL, no one did Tiger King better than Robot Chicken. I'm pretty sure Robot Chicken does a lot of good, funny parodies on there. And then Triple Nickel Pickle Tickle says, got to collect evidence to convict Carol Baskin. Oh, man. That's another.
I think that's the gameplay. The gameplay.
That's going to be part of the gameplay. Getting evidence. Yep, that'll be part of the gameplay there. And then working on the season two. I believe they're working on the season two of Squid Games. That Eeyore just said that.
Oh, nice.
And so to my quick news bites here, I'm going back to still talking about Activision Blizzard. But with all the nonsense and the shenanigans going on with Activision Blizzard, so they announced that an investor called today that the Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4 won't be arriving as soon as originally planned, but didn't provide a new time frame of when the two big sequels eventually will be coming out. So this is a statement from Blizzard. It says, while we are still planning to deliver a substantial amount of content from Blizzard next year, we are now planning a later launch of Overwatch 2, Diablo 4, that originally envisioned, so the company said. The delays blamed on changes, obviously, in the leadership at both Activision and the game development teams. So Diablo 4 lost its director, lead designer over the summer, while Overwatch 2 lost its executive producer in September. That will really definitely clog up the development process of a game. So from Activision Blizzard, it has become apparent that some of the Blizzard content planned for next year will benefit more in development time than its full potential. And here in a statement that was put out online through all the people that I say, if you're a gamer and you have any of these games, Call of Duty, Diablo, Overwatch, World of Warcraft, Candy Crush, in a written statement put out by Activision Blizzard, it goes, as we have worked with new leadership in Blizzard and within the franchises themselves, particularly in a certain key creative roles, it has become apparent that some of the Blizzard content planned for next year will benefit more development time such to reach its full potential. So we are still planning to deliver a substantial amount of content from Blizzard next year. We are now planning on a later launch for Diablo 4 and Overwatch 2 than originally envisioned. So these are two of the most eagerly anticipated titles in the industry, and our team has made both great strides toward completion of the recent quarters. But we have, I believe, given the team some extra time to complete the production and continue growing the creative resources to support the titles after launch, and will ensure that these releases delight and engage their community and many into the future. So just like I say, I like this because this is the one good thing they're giving the gamers, a good product. So they're going to take the time with all the, shenanigans and the court and the legal stuff going on, as we already know with Activision Blizzard. I think this gives them, similar to what Halo did, Microsoft Studios did with Halo Infinite, when COVID hit last year, they pushed it all the way back to now. So basically a month from now. So I think this is one good thing that I say Activision Blizzard has to, I say, bring their focus to, because obviously we know what's going on another part of that company front. So to have this to the viewers, to the gamers, to the fans of these games, knows that, okay, at least a good product, even though we got a product, even though we got to wait a little bit longer for it to come out, at least we're going to get a good product when it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wonder, is this part of this delay, right? It's just because of there's been like this mass exodus from the company where they keep losing a lot of their lead people. And I'm guessing this is probably hand in hand with that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It reads on, if you can find that article on Kotaku, it reads on into stating that with all the leads, the directors of departments leaving in the last year and a half, also, you know, because then you gotta reestablish who is the leader, you know, who's the director, who manages this group of people that develop this part of the game or the game itself. So yeah, you gotta get that all in line. So that's a lot of movement, but a good thing, a smart thing to do, because they're already in a bad spot. So at least it's a little a silver lining for the game company and the gamers that plays those games to say, hey, at least we're gonna do this right. We're gonna get the game done the right way and not push it during this turbulent time for the company itself. So
yeah, the director and everything like influences the game so much. So like when you lose them, it does set like a good amount of setback to the game. Like, because even like I'm pretty exactly. sure the director before made the under Overwatch, so they hired him again. And then whether things didn't work out with them or they fell out, like that puts a good amount of stop. Like you need those people to help you try and make the game again. So when those people leave, then I just look for new people. And it's just
exactly. So to the Twitch chat, triple nickel pickle tickle. I'm not gonna enjoy saying that. I love saying it. So you can tell me, you can call me Trip if this is easier. Oh no, Trip is. I'll say the whole word because I like saying all the names. Triple nickel pickle tickle. I love that. But ER says 2023 is when they say it might launch. Yep. And I read that in the thing. And they said, they had backlash on graphics. Rip the Craig Brute there. And then, haha, fair enough on triple nickel pickle tickle. There we go. He said, fair enough. I'm going to just say it all out. All right. Now we're headed over to game releases. So, Eric, if you want to go grab that grub, man, because I know you're hungry. Hey, I know how I get when I'm hungry. I turn green, and I need everybody to get out of my way.
Yeah, that's all right. Thank you guys for having me. It was definitely really, really fun talking to you guys. You know, if you guys ever want to have me on again to talk anything, I definitely appreciate it. You know, really fun talking to you guys. Yeah.
Fun talking with you too, Eric. So, again, he's on, Legendary man. Pred. On Twitter, that's at Legendary Pred. Two Y's. He's on Twitch, same name, and YouTube, same name. Look him up, Legendary Pred. It's on, I'll have it on the screen later. So, man, enjoy your breakfast enjoy your lunch.
Yeah.
Enjoy your lunch and the rest of your weekend, the rest of your day, and good luck on that tournament. And we'll be talking. So, send me the Twitch stream that you'll be competing on next month. I'll love to watch.
Okay. I'll send you. Thank you guys again, and I will talk to you guys next time.
See ya.
All right, Eric, man. Peace out.
Got a good
attitude. All right, great. Yeah, great attitude, great kid there. Yeah. Good luck. I mean, to be a pro and to do it, you know, do what he does. We know how, as he mentioned, the things he has to do to get ready, get his mental ready, all that. That's fantastic stuff. I have this on Vibe, so I can show this to my players. Like, hey, see why your coach is not crazy putting yourself in the weight room and getting y'all little mental challenges to think. Boom. There it is. All right, we now have
release the games.
It's time for the game releases. Game releases.
Game releases, John. I love the dog there. By the way, we can start with your game. There, as people see what's on the screen.
All right. So, Animal Crossing has a new DLC out. And in fact, they say, according to Kotaku, that this is going to be the only DLC for Animal Crossing New Horizons. So it's called Happy Home Paradise, as you can see right here. I think it's, let me grab the price here. I think it's $20 or $30 that you can get this. Where'd it go? Here we go. Also, they've announced, Nintendo announced that they're going to update the game one more time, a 2.0 update. And then after that, they're kind of done with it. This will be the only DLC. And then they're going to ramp down major support for the game after that. But this one, players join Lottie and the Paradise Planning Team, scoping out islands and designing vacation homes for villagers. So if you're big into this virtual world that is Animal Crossing, I know my daughter got into this for a little bit.
I remember during the pandemic.
Yep, and her cousin loves this. The Happy Home Designers team there. I don't know. It's kind of interesting that Nintendo's like, this is it. This is the DLC. We're going to update the game one more time, and then we might fix bugs on it here and there.
Yeah, it's like an upgrade of Minecraft. You know, I know kids, you know, between Eric's age and below, they love Minecraft, but this is a, you know, stage up from that. You know, you get that creativity, and then obviously you're playing with friends, you know, that interaction between other gamers that you may not be able to see, but you could play with virtually online. So we have in the chat, we have Eeyore says, Puff, Vanguard can go sink to the bottom of the ocean. Dang, man, before I can even get onto my spiel, I'm getting shot out the sky, like in the preview here coming up. What is that all about, Eeyore? He is not happy. But I gotta go say this. So this is Call of Duty Vanguard, comes out Friday, November 5th, starting at the standard edition $59.99 to the ultimate edition of $99.99. So that is, they're hitting you with a lot of different things, but it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
you could get in as the trailer plays there. They got so many new things from that standard edition to the ultimate edition. So you're playing on Eastern Front, North Africa, Western Front, the Pacific. The campaign is back, and it returns, you know, in which players will experience the influential battles of World War II as they fight for victory across the Eastern, like I mentioned, the front, Eastern Front, Western Front, Europe, Pacific, and North Africa. Then, of course, the multiplayer is back, where you can experience the launches of an all-out assault on all those fronts and witness the rise of special forces as players drop into locales with authentic World War II loadouts, and of course zombies. I don't know if you've ever played zombies on Call of Duty, John, but it's an experience. It is an experience right there. And then we have also Warzone is getting expanded into the Pacific now, because it's been Verdansk, and now it's gone into the Pacific Ocean. So basically taking over where World War II was started is when we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima, and then the Japanese came over, and this, that, and the other. We all know that. We learned it in history class a long time ago. So day one launch, you got the campaign, you have multiplayer, and then zombies. And that's on Friday. No, that's this Friday, this coming Friday, along with the preseason content of a remastered classic map, Shipment. So that, okay, Shipment. John, if you haven't played it, to describe it in a nutshell, it's like going through a car wash, the old school car wash, backwards.
Okay.
With just your body going in the car wash. That's what Shipment, the map, is like. It is pure hell. just to let you know.
Okay.
And then they also have Warzone, Last Days of Verdansk. So before they go to the Pacific, they're showing off the Last Days of Verdansk before you go to the brand new map called Caldera on the new Call of Duty Warzone. And then also Rebirth Island map is going to be there, but this is going to be easy, coming out December 2nd, along with Vanguard Royale and new combat vehicles. So that means you're in a tank, you're in an airplane, and I don't think helicopters were around in World War II, so I think just tanks and airplanes and submarines, maybe submarines, and then, you know, other Battlefront Royale stuff. And so what we had there on the trailer that did play is the PC trailer right there, that's playing on the screen right now. So there is a lot of good games. And I got to see in this chat with Eeyore, did he respond to my question? Because he was throwing the fangs at me. Where did he go? He said, what did he say? He said, bottom, Puff, Vanguard can go sink to the bottom of the ocean. And he said, on the fifth, Forza, the racing game, and then Horizon 5 Ultimate Edition comes out. He said, I will perform Battlefront 2042 and Halo over Vanguard. Oh, he is not happy with Vanguard. Also, 30 or 40 There are also a launch of card pack set with new characters. I'm not sure what game that he's mentioning. And also, we got 2 to 4 years with the Switch before Nintendo will announce a new system. Nice. Yeah. So Eeyore, we had him on the show. He works at Remember Gaming Generations. That's Andrew V. If you remember, about a month ago, we had him on. So he definitely knows what's coming out. And so knowing that information about the Switch is very cool.
Yeah.
That they're coming out with a new, even though they brought it, they're bringing a new system out now that it has the direct wire for Ethernet that you could plug into it. I never played the beta Big B for Vanguard. So I saw some of my players play it at Lakeland. So I think they're going to like it. And we got to now get ready for spring Call of Duty in our esports leagues for this, because this now is the new, it's going to be the new game modes and maps and everything. So it's, and then Triple Nickel Pickle Tickle says, I know Amon is on that. You know, and Shipment, Big B says, I hate Shipment. Like I said, it's like going through backwards of a car wash without the car. It's just your body. The old school car wash too. And then Eeyore explains his issues with Vanguard. He said, I love Modern Warfare Return. Cold War messed up things pretty bad. Then we switch and go back to World War II. I want Activision to make up its mind or have each company work on one version, past, present, and future. So that's his little problem with Activision, which that's not the only problem they have, but they got a problem. You know, they got to figure it out. And Triple Nickel Pickle Tickle says, it's about time you can fly a plane in Call of Duty. Yes, Battlefront, Battlefield's been doing this for years. They're going to let you now get in the tank and get in the pilot seat. Let's get it. Let's go. I know I'll probably crash. I'm not a big avid flyer. I haven't done it lately, but we'll see. And Eeyore says, and don't ever get me started on Warzone. Let's not get you started then. Let's move on. Loke Diz, what's up? GoDaddy AG. Nothing matters until the Halo Infinite drops. Boom. That's all that need to be said, Loke Dizzle. Halo Infinite, bro. I'm shutting it. I may not stream the podcast that week, John. I may not, but I'm gonna come out of the drudges of Infinite and do it and stream it all week long when it drops. So that is for sure. Hello, Infinite. Yes, indeedy. Back in duty. There we go. Eeyore says tank games of war or armored warfare are better. Or tank games of war of world and tanks or armored warfare are better. Got it. All right. There's a lot going on there. And I'm excited because somebody brought up Halo Infinite. All right. Headed on to what we're watching on TV on stream.
Row, row, row your boat gently up the... Excuse me. It's time for What's on Stream.
All right, John, you up first again, buddy.
Okay.
What you got here?
So this is actually a few years old, but a friend of mine told me that he really enjoyed it. So it's Manhunt Unabomber. It's on Netflix. Yeah, it's originally a Discovery Channel series. And it's a drama, but it's based on true events. So a lot of what they talk about, how they found the Unabomber, is all based on true events, but then it's presented in this way that tells the story of the guy who uses linguistics, or that's the way people speak or write, mm-hmm. That's how they found the Unabomber, is because he had a unique pattern of speech that they were able to narrow down. And it's really a cool, intense series. That guy, he plays Unabomber. I don't know.
Yeah, Vision. That's Vision.
Wait, that's Vision?
That's Vision, man, from Avengers. Oh,
it is?
Yeah, man, they took Vision and made him into a baddie. Come on, man.
Did they really?
Dang, that's Vision.
That's not Vision, is it?
That's Vision. That's the guy who played Vision in Avengers.
Well, he was, okay, because I was going to say, that guy was amazing. He was so good.
He's a good actor.
Yeah,
he's a good actor.
He was so good as the Unabomber. So good. All right, so Vision. I didn't even know that. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, and he got an actual, you know, IRL story is that before he got the Vision job, he was blacklisted in Hollywood. Like no casting director, no movie studio would hire him because of a role he did. I can't remember what role that put him on that list, but he just got a bad word about him before he got hired on as Vision. And then when he got hired on Vision, boom, you know, obviously things changed for everybody in that cast. So he had a pretty neat, and now he's the baddie blowing up stuff.
So it's a really interesting story, and you kind of you learn a lot about that whole storyline of the Unabomber and the photo and the infamous police sketch. They actually have a little factoid that they present in there as well. It's really well done. I would definitely recommend it.
Sam Worthington. I haven't seen him since Avatar.
It's Avatar.
Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sam Worthington's pretty good in it too, man. It's a pretty good series. And yeah, I think it's 8 to 10 episodes.
Right. And I kept looking at the video. I'm like, man, it says Discovery. I thought this thing was on Netflix. It kept confusing. It was messing me. Yeah.
Originally released on Discovery, but it's on Netflix now. You can go check it out.
All right. We have Big B says Jarvis, AK Vision. Oh, yeah. He was the voice of Jarvis, too. Tony Stark's AI.
Yeah.
So you remember he would talk when Tony would talk to the air. He was talking to Jarvis. And then we have Eeyore says Disney Book of Bubba Fett is about to come out, I believe next month, he said. Nice. Oh, man, I'm all over that.
That's going
to
be
big. All right, and now my movie is wrapped up. My Halloween month was October, and so, of course, I watched this creepy, strange movie from what I think is a pretty decent horror director, even though you're not really, you can't, sometimes you don't know. It's M. Night Shyamalan, but the movie is called Old. It actually been out since the summer. It came out in July.
Yeah,
but I finally caught, you know, so it was Halloween, October, horror movie month. So I like to is in here. So you got a vacation and family right there, like you see on the bus, that discovers that the secluded beach that they're relaxing on for a few hours is somehow causing them to age rapidly, reducing their entire lives into one single day. So the tricky part is some people were aging going forward. So like if you're 44, you're going to, you know, you're going up in age, or some people were aging going down too. So you got to pay attention to that. I don't know what made the difference in between somebody going from 44 to 90 in 2 hours or 44 down to 2, you know? And so it's, that was just a little something that you got to pay attention to. I'm not going to spoil it, but you see the preview here. You see the family coming there, and it just showed, and M. Night, he sets you up. He has, you know, he always does this. I like he does his cameo. He did his cameo, so he is in the movie. Actually, his cameo was actually a role, so he actually had lines, and he was a part. I'm not going to get – I mean, shut up right there.
Okay.
I'll just let you know. He's a part of the movie. That's all. He's a bigger part of the movie than he usually is. I'll say it like that so I don't give up the movie. But as you see, that little kid right there is now a grown man hugging his mom and the dad to his daughter. He's like looking at her like, hold up. You like – 35, you're like 22 now. You were 12, like all that. So you see the kid right there, and now that's her again. That's her as a kid and her as an adult. So it's just crazy when you see this. And what are you? Just imagine you going to an island. You're like, you know, we're going to go to the beach. We in that hidden getaway, and we going to come back because we all die because we end up being 90 years old in two hours, and we're not livable.
Yeah, so, I remember these previews. What's this on now?
This is on Apple TV. You can rent it on there for $5.99.
Okay.
And it's on Apple TV. And I say you can buy it on DVD. It's definitely on DVD. It came out in July, so it's definitely on DVD by now. But I would say check it out. And it's M. Night Shyamalan. If you like him as a movie director, he gives you things to think about when you're watching the movie. Like, he just doesn't do a straight, you know, I'm going to just, you know, cut your head off, or I'm going to have aliens come down or zombie attack. No, he's going to go mental, cerebral on you in a movie and kind of mess with you a little bit and give you like, oh, that is messed up. So it came out, like you saw there, it came out July 23rd, but I used it for one of my last movies for October Horror Movie Month. But check it out. It's a good one to check. Recommendation from myself and everybody in the Twitch chat. So that's what the Twitch chat got to say about that. Cobra Kai, there's a new season coming out, I think. Oh, somebody said, who is
that? I got to watch that.
Big B says season 4, December 31st. And then also he says Spider-Man next month too, the movie. I believe Spider-Man, the movie. And then Triple Nickel Pickle Tickle says Old was good, but I wish they didn't tell you so much in the trailer. I don't think it tells you that much. I mean, it does tell you what you need to know. Okay. But when you really watch it, there's other details in it that you're going to be like, dang, that's cold-blooded, you know? So it says, then they say they tell you too much in the trailer, then pretend you didn't see the trailer and don't know what's going on for the first hour of the movie. So yeah, they kind of, they give you that part. They're just saying, it says it in the description too, that, you know, family basically grows old in a few hours. So it gives up that, but you have to still watch it because there's so much other little details that M. Night Shyamalan sprinkles around the movie, and you got to really pay attention. So, and then Roy Nasty, actually, I want to say, Roy, what's up with Roy Nasty? Earlier in the chat, they said, what's up? So Roy Nasty says, the final season of the amazing hard sci-fi series Expanse airs on December 10th. I haven't got into that. Is that a good one?
I haven't gotten into
that. I heard of it, but I never really pushed into watching it. Okay. I'm going to keep that on the radar. And Big B says, all right, quick question. So what happened to Ben? Ooh, big question. Ben, he's okay. I'll say that. He's still alive. There's nothing there.
He's still alive.
He's still our friend. You know, he just had to move on. That's all. And I think that wraps up the show.
Let's go.
We are done. Man, great show. I appreciate Eric. Legendary Pred. Hey, that's a boss name right there, by the way. I didn't say that to Eric, but if he's listening in still, that is a boss name to be a FGC competitor, to have a name like that. Legendary is already dope, but then have Pred on the back, which you know means predator.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the name you should have. That's a fighting game name, you know. That is that. So he nailed it on that aspect, but great talk with him. He's a young kid coming up in the ranks of the FGC community and competitors in the world. Now, he's not just here in the United States, but in the world. And good luck to him next month. Like I said, I hope he sends me that. I'm talking to him. I got him on my Discord. He's a greenie now. He's in the Amon Green TV Discord, so we could get him in there, get the Twitch channel when he's playing competitively over in France. I should have said, hey, man, let me know what a baguette in France tastes like. I want to know that. They don't eat French fries. That's the old joke. They don't eat French fries in France. but everybody, thank you for tuning in today, listening and watching, listening here on twitch.tv, Amon Green TV, and listening on the podcast side of it too. You can follow the podcast at AG_GamersLounge. It's on there on the screen. I'm just saying it for the people that are listening to the podcast. So it's on Instagram and Twitter. And then also my Twitter handle, MonGreen30, Twitter and Instagram, and follow me there. And I'm going to get John. I got to get John's stuff in here so he can have it in there too. So John, let people know where they can find you on the socials.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me at John Arias Radio. That's JONARIAS Radio. And
he has a podcast too.
At John Cast Podcast. That's JONCAST, John Cast Podcast. I just talk to people in sports. I do interviews. I talk to people outside of sports. I'll talk some crypto. I'll talk sports cards. I'll talk video games maybe someday. Like, it's just a potpourri of things that I like.
I like you said that. I like how you said potpourri. Yeah. A variety. That's what that means. I like that. I'm going to be on there one day.
Yeah, for sure.
Can't wait. That's going to be a fun show. Next week's show, we may have a good friend of mine who basically was the origin story of this show. A guy that is a really great friend of mine that helped me do a lot of good things in the last several years. And one of them is this show. So if I could get him on, he said he will have time. So we will see. We'll get my good friend Larry on here. So hope everyone have a good rest of your week. Enjoy the weekend and have fun. See you later. Peace out. See you, John.